Dad? Why are you standing there like that? Yeah, I know I left my bedroom door open. But what's that look in your eyes? What do you mean it's nothing? Wait, Daddy? Don't go. Forget about my questions. Will you come sit next to me on the bed? I kind of want to talk to you about something. I need you to promise me one thing first. Promise that you'll hear me out. Okay, Daddy? Thank you. So, I think I know exactly what that look was about. I pretended that I didn't, but I've seen it a few times before, Daddy. It happens every single time I come downstairs wearing something that's even remotely tight on me. Like last night, when I put on those cute little shorts before bed. I could feel your eyes on me as soon as I walked into the room. I pretended that I didn't, but I've seen it a few times before, Daddy. It happens every single time I come downstairs, wearing something that's even remotely tight on me. Like last night, when I put on those cute little shorts before bed. I could feel your eyes on me as soon as I walked into the room. You just couldn't help it, could you, Daddy? Your little girl walking around in shorts that barely cover her ass. You must have been so conflicted seeing me like that. Your princess, your innocent little daughter, the girl you raised. But I'm also a young girl who's walking around half naked in your house. You know you shouldn't be looking at me like that, right, Daddy? What had you so intrigued anyways? Was it the way I stuck out my ass when I bent over to get something from the cupboard? Or maybe you noticed that I wasn't wearing a bra and that my nipples were practically poking through my t-shirt? Didn't that just make you want to jump out of your chair and tear my clothes off? Daddy, you promised you'd let me finish. I'm not done yet. I have a little secret to tell you. I did it all on purpose, Daddy. I wanted you to notice me. Oh, Daddy, you seem to be getting a little excited. Look at that bulge. It's huge. Can I touch it a little? Please, Daddy, just over your jeans. I won't actually be touching it, so it's okay. Just let me make you feel good. We're all alone anyway, and I'd like to tell you more about why I dressed like that last night. I want to tell you all about what I wanted to happen. See? Doesn't this feel good? By the sound of those moans, I'd say it does. So where was I? Oh, right. That night, I was feeling especially naughty. I wanted to fill your mind with dirty thoughts. The same thoughts that I've been having for you for so long. Dad, ever since I turned 18, I started seeing you differently. Instead of just seeing my daddy, I started noticing other things, like how big you are compared to me, and how handsome you are. At first, it was innocent, and I remember thinking that I only wanted a boyfriend that was like you. But then I caught a glimpse of you in the shower, and, well, then it was all over, Daddy. Every night after that, I went to bed, closed my eyes, and thought of what I saw that day. Not only are you large in stature, but you also have a massive cock, Dad. I'm a little ashamed of it, but I honestly couldn't stop thinking about it. That's when I started dressing like a little slut for you, Daddy. That very night, I touched myself, thinking about you. I fantasized about you coming into my room at night and just violating your little daughter. Only to find out that she's a depraved little whore who wanted you all along. Fuck, that's what I want. That's what I am, Dad. I am a fucking whore. Your little girl is so far gone that she wants her father's big cock. Will you let me have it, Daddy? You know what? Don't answer that. You don't have to say anything. I'm just going to take it out for you. Daddy. It's even bigger than I remember. Do my soft little hands feel good wrapped around your massive cock? I bet you're wondering why I'm so good at this. Well, Daddy, your little princess is also what some people would call a dirty slut. Oh, fuck, your cock just twitched when I said that. You like that, Daddy? Should I tell you more? Okay, Daddy. I will, only if you let me take you in my mouth. Let your daughter wrap her pretty lips around your cock. Let your princess taste you. Please, Daddy. I can't wait anymore. Thank you, Daddy. I've wanted this for so long. Fuck, you taste so good. I can't believe I'm finally doing this. You have no idea how often I've thought of just dropping to my knees for you. Oh, Dad, your cock is so hard. You love feeling your daughter's lips sliding up and down your shaft. You're such a pervert, Daddy. You're not the only one, though. Lots of guys love it when I drop to my knees for them. I've built quite the reputation for it. I'm completely addicted to cock, Daddy. I want it all the time, and I'll take it from anyone who'll give it to me. I don't care what they look like or if they even care about me. I just want to be on my knees with my mouth stuffed. Oh, Dad. I've had so many cocks that I lost count. So many guys have shot their cum into your daughter's slutty little mouth. And that's my favorite part, Daddy. When I feel their cocks start to stiffen and pulse as they begin to fill up my mouth with their sticky loads. I don't swallow it right away, though. I like looking up at them and showing them the mouthful they've given me. Oh, it makes them so happy to see a pretty little girl like me enjoy their cum. And that's exactly what I do, Dad. I play with it in my mouth. And I savor the taste because it reminds me of what a fucking whore I've just been. No one says no either. Just look at me, Daddy. I'm all grown up now and no man can resist your daughter's body. These perky tits and my curvy little ass. They all look at me the same way. At first, they look at my innocent little face and smile. But then their eyes glide down and I see their looks change. Their friendly smile turns into a perverted grin, and I can tell exactly what they're thinking. They're thinking of bending your daughter over and railing her from behind. That's all men ever want me for. And Dad, I love it. I don't want to be anything but a sexy little girl that can empty their balls for them. I want them to use me. No, I need it. I've had some men that were gentle, but after a while, they always realize what an absolute filthy little whore they're dealing with. And they end up fucking my face just like I want them to. Are you going to do that too? Are you going to defile your own daughter and shove your cock as far down my throat as you can go? Do you want to hear me beg like I do for all the others? Please, Daddy. Please fuck my throat. Relentlessly shove your cock into my mouth and use me like a toy. That's all I'm good for, Dad. So please, allow me to be useful. Give it to your little girl. Oh, I need your cum, Dad. Are you going to fill up your daughter's mouth? Let me have it, Daddy. Please flood my mouth with your cum. Come for me, Dad. Come for me. Come for your slutty little daughter. Thank you, Dad. That was amazing. I don't think my mouth has ever been that full. Let me clean you up with my mouth, Daddy. You need me, just push me down and I'll know what to do. It doesn't matter where we are, who's around. I'll make sure you get to use your little girl. I love you, Dad. And now I love your cock too.